This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, North Valley Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Moniz, and I work for Empower Tehama, and I'm the Community Outreach Manager. At Empower Tehama, we do a whole gamut of services. Our main core of services is working with victims or survivors of domestic violence, and we offer resources for the entire family. We have a 24-hour crisis hotline that if you need assistance, it's staffed completely by volunteers with a employed staff on a supervisor. So if you know they ever need help, then they can reach out. But we have a 24-hour hotline, legal assistance, so we can help with restraining orders or custody, housing, counseling services, transitional housing services. We just offer basically any service you would need to get healthy. At the end of the day, we're also a resource for outside services. So when you come in, if we aren't able to help you, we're there to guide you to what services you may need that we can give you a referral for. We have expanded our services now to work with people that harm, so to work with people that have committed the violations. We also have expanded to help with human trafficking. So we work with CSEC, which is the Commercial Sexual Exploitation of Children. We're part of that task force. And we also house Tehama SART, which is the Sexual Assault Response Team in Tehama County. So our Empower Tehama used to be Alternatives to Violence. We actually rebranded, and it started as a grassroots movement. Alternatives to Violence was started by Roe and Sharon Roberts and a few other people like Joy Wright down in Tehama County that took a neighbor in, and that's really how it started. A neighbor came to them for help. She was in a domestic violence relationship and needed somewhere to hide. Success to me can be when a mom comes through the door with her two children that says, "Thank you, I'm out and I'm safe," and it was because of your support that I was able to live a different life now. That's success to me. So we have a teen dieting violence prevention program, and that is in Redbluff High School Reach and Achieve right now. And so we work with the teens on healthy relationships. And at the end of the day, that's what it boils down to. It's teaching them how to navigate these relationships, sometimes for the first time, on what is healthy and what isn't healthy. So if you'd like to find out more information, you can obviously go to our website, which is www.empowertehama.org. And all the information is on there, whether it be how to seek services, the services we offer, what schools we're in. We're here to help, and I think it's getting the word out, and with our name change, that's still something we're trying to get out into the public, is that we still do all the things we did before, and we are here to help. I think lately we've had more of an influx. I don't say more, but I feel like maybe the word is finally getting out that it's okay to come forward. People have a stereotype of what a survivor looks like. And lately we've had more business owners and more prominent people in the community come forward that just said, "I don't know how I got here." And I think just continuing to get out that we are a non-judgmental facility. We're here to help you navigate through the system, and it's okay to come forward, and it's okay to seek help, and that we're here.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio and have just heard about Empower Tehama, a nonprofit partner of Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Learn more at mynspr.org.